Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Lenny Smith. My client is Rosalie
yes.
Smith. I'm calling
hi.
To cancel our contract. This is not going well, haven't been going well. Aide show up, don't show up, late.
The aide quit
nobody
yesterday. They didn't inform you of this. I have it on my staffing sheet today. I'm
nah,
going to send you over to your
she said she needed to go to the dollar store. She came in late, first
yeah.
of all, and then came in about 10:30, then about like 11 o'clock, not even 11, 1 or something. I don't know. I got the text in my phone because I was
uh-huh.
upstairs.
It's okay.
She said that she needed to go to the dollar store, and that was it. That's all that ever the last I seen with her. I had a conversation with both of them that they just let my mother lay there.
Yeah.
You know, I got to keep initiating everything. I got a lot of things I'm trying to fix up with my home and all of that.
Yeah, no,
and I can't do
I agree
that,
that
with
that's
them
not
just
right.
sitting.
I understand that completely, and I apologize for that.
And
I
then when
there
be no calls and no shows, nobody call me. When I call to act about it, then I don't get a return call. So I'm like, it just pissed me off. Like,
well, I know yesterday, last night when I was leaving, it came on my sheet because it says that Nadira texted them or spoke with them earlier, saying that she didn't want to work on the case anymore, that she wasn't feeling.
Did she have a reason? Because shit, it wasn't right. Huh?
She said that you were yelling at her and she didn't feel comfortable.
No. These young ladies, I've never yelled at nobody, ever.
Okay.
Not one young lady that can ever say.
I know.
No, ma'am. The problem is like I told them, they let my mother lay there. I showed them, these ladies, everything. I'm a CNA. I was anyway. I showed them everything. I'm there if they need me, no matter how many times. I don't yell at nobody. I ain't got time for that. I'm still fighting for my mother's rights and this and that. I ain't got time for that. I don't even let them do the washing. I do. That's all I tell them, to check the dryer if you know her supplies left. I ain't got time for all that. Now, anybody will tell you, I ain't got time for that. I've never yelled at her once. I've been more cooperative
I found that I found that to be not of your character because I've spoken to you numerous
definitely
times.
Ain't my
you know?
I'm really surprised because we had a good relationship. I don't deal with nothing but humor. I don't deal with lies. I ain't got time for I ain't got time for lies. If I can help you, I'll help you. If I won't like old heads told me. If I can't help you, I won't hurt you. Now, both
right.
of them say, always say that. I ain't got time for that. I just don't. And even my main girl, Tanisha, is slipping. It's always something with the car, but your boyfriend got a car. It's just too much neglect going on with my mother. Then they just sitting here and won't do nothing. I even asked them both. I said, look, just do something every hour. I said, you gotta offer. I said, you ladies got to understand that she has the brain injury, that her thinking ain't like ours.
Right.
I said, that's why when, you know, she's eating, she don't see nothing on her left, even though it's there, unless you have her help her acknowledge it. So, you know, they won't even offer her water. And like I told her, if you got a plant, you're going to water your plant or it's going to dry.
Yeah.
You know,
they should know, especially with brain injuries, you know, we do inform them that they need to make sure to give reminders to eat, give reminders to drink, give reminders for their medication.
But they don't
like,
do
remind
that.
Them of things.
And listen.
I'm sorry.
Me,
and honestly,
I
wasn't aware that you were having these difficulties with them.
Well, nobody would call me back.
Yeah, I thought everything
Nobody
was doing well.
Back.
All right. And I knew.
With my patients, like I said, because people gave me nothing but opportunities. So
yeah.
I'm going to give them opportunities to the fullest.
Right.
But what they, like I tell them.
Right. You've always said that as long as they have a good heart, you're good, and if they're willing to learn. Yeah. I've always known that about you.
And that's their, both of their problems. Even my main girl, Tanisha, she's slipping. And I ain't got time for that. I'm not here to please you. I'm not going to give you a free check. It's going to be nice and easy. If you don't want that, then I'm sorry. Because I know, you know, I've been a, it's a break because you don't want to be. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to cancel it, but I need a change.
All right. Give me a day. Give me till the end of the day. And I'm going to see who
no,
I
no,
have.
No, take your time. I don't want you to think it's a rush. I don't even want Tanisha in the night.
You don't want her in the night?
I don't want nobody in the night.
Okay, so you want all new staff.
We're going to start fresh.
Okay.
They don't want to listen to what I got to say. They don't want to pay attention to my mother's body. Like I said, specifically, like I tell them, her left side. And none of them can't deny it. You know she can't lift nothing. So it's going to get dirty, pasty, funky, or whatever. You know, the most important thing you guys can do is learn your client's body. And they're not doing that. And my mother get those little cuts because they get mushy, you know, mushy or whatever. And like I said, and it's a tough decision because I like both of the girls. You know, they was, what I thought was at least trying, but, you know, that phone, man, that phone gets stuck in the hand like it got crazy glue on it. And then, you know, they just don't, you know. So, I mean, Tanisha's not going to like it, but, like, I'm just got to tell her my truth.
I get it, and so, trust me, I'm going to see if I have anybody who's more mature and older in that area, you know,
that'd be cool.
And I'll keep you posted, all right? I'll give you a call as soon as I have anybody, and, you know, I'll send them over to meet you, and you can let me know, okay?
That'd be good, and don't forget about the animals.
Yeah, you have the dogs,
they gotta understand about,
the female caregivers.
The dogs. Yeah, because the man, like I said, even as her son, I have a problem.
With that.
But you know, I appreciate it though very much.
All right, Lenny, you're going through it. I will certainly be looking.
That's
for
okay.
You.
It goes that way. It's the thing whether I'm going to sit back and take it or move on with it, and that's the thing. And that's okay. Like I said, I'm understanding and all that, so I ain't got no problem with that. But again, I'm sorry to put the burden on you.
No, it's fine.
To give us.
Absolutely.
All right,
Lenny. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.